We're going to do a little speed round reaction. Check in with a couple notable Tampa Bay and New England folks. See how they're reacting to the news. Let's start out with a guy who put a video on Twitter splashing around in a pool. Seems pretty excited. Dickie V. Tom Brady and Gronkowski in Tampa Bay. What say you as a big Bucks fan?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm really so excited, Sarah and Jordan. Bottom line is I've been a season ticket holder for, over 10 years, and it's been sad. It's been depressing. You know, some people aren't really getting stuff. You know, they're all washed up. Oh, really? I think, number one, bringing a winner's culture to the locker room, that winner's mentality, is a positive in itself. That's got me spirited big time. I couldn't give my tickets away last year, and I guarantee you now people are going to be begging for them.
Dickie V, I'm telling you, when you speak, it gives everybody the chills. So everybody in Florida is probably listening to you right now. When it comes to a take on these Bucks, what's the projection for this season? Are they playing the Super Bowl in their backyard?
Well, why not? Why not? Right now, they're still in contention. You know, you got Brady behind center, man. The guy is the greatest of all time. And he can tell me all he want about Montana, talk about all the other greats on the plate. This guy's in another world, what he's achieved. Unreal. And he's done it with such unbelievable class. And I'm just so excited about having him. I'll tell you this. In the draft, they got to get a great running back. I hope they get the kid from Georgia, Swift. And they need a terrific offensive lineman in the first round, one of their top picks, and then get Swift in the second round. I think you're going to see them trade also Howard, who's a very good tight end. And they should get something back strong for that. So when it's all said and done, Jordan and Sarah, the Dickie V just went to the VBDI. I went to my Vital Ball Dome Index, and it has shot out to me 11-5, playoff bound, and it will not be denied in Tampa, and the Super Bowl will be in Tampa, and I'll be sitting there cheering wearing my Bucks Brady jersey.
Let's go, Dickie.
That's why he's a legend. Thank you, Dickie V. And if you guys want to see his first reaction, just go to his Twitter, splashing around in his swimming pool. Couldn't be happier about the news. Thank you to Dickie V. What a prediction. Wow, 11-5 in a Super Bowl berth. Never been a Super Bowl with the team that's in it, winning it in their home city. So could be the first for that. Let's go to somebody who maybe is not quite as optimistic. Katie Nolan, noted Patriots fan. Katie, Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady in a Bucks uniform. What's your reaction?
You could not have a more harsh swing from Dickie V's reaction to my reaction. I caught the end of it there and was like, oh boy, you're about to bring down the mood. Yeah, you know what? Guys, cool. Tom Brady left us on St. Patrick's Day during quarantine, and I got through it, and I'm still stuck in my house. And then today we find out that Gronk is coming back, but only to go to Tampa. It's fine. You know what? I think as a Patriots fan, look, things were so good for so long that you just knew in the back of your mind, like, someday this is going to stop being this way. And I think the way that it timed up perfectly with, like, an upswing for the Red Sox and, like, the Bruins did well and, like, the Celtics at the beginning, like, it all was too good. And we knew it. We knew it then. We made a deal with the devil, and now we know the devil lives in Tampa Bay. And it's fine. I'm not going to root against the two of them. I will say it would be funny or interesting for conversations if they end up both not being great anymore. But look, I'm rooting for them both. I hope they both do well. I think the most interesting thing, I don't know if you guys have touched on this yet, is whether or not Gronk is still going to be defending his 24/7 title on the field while playing in the NFL.
Well, Katie Nolan, hilarious, talented, and very humble, taking the high road. So you're saying you root for them to do well. Does that mean you're going to be cheering a little bit outside of for the Patriots, for the Buccaneers on Sundays from time to time?
No, it does not mean that. And no, it doesn't mean I'm ever going to say Tampa Bay or Tampa Brady or, like, Gronka Bay or whatever.
Gronkaneers, baby.
Stupid stuff. I hate it. I hate all of it. I think it's stupid. I think it sucks. I think this is, like, the coolest Tampa Bay has ever been. No offense, but kind of offense to people who live in Tampa Bay. Yeah. Not as a football team, just as a city. Like, it was never even, like, on the top five of places we might go during spring break when we were all broke in high school.
So no,
like,
high road.
Wasn't,
no high
road. Nobody goes to Tampa Bay. But good
she
for Tampa Bay.
Best.
They deserve this. I hope they, you know, have drink their big drinks out of a gigantic fish bowl in celebration. Like, good for them.
No humility at the end.
Don't hate on those fishbowl drinks. In my 20s, they made you come up in order with multiple people to prove you weren't drinking it alone, and then we would just go back up and get another one, and we did drink them alone, and it was a problem. Katie Nolan probably feeling like she needs a fishbowl drink right now. Before we let you go, I have to ask you, you said you are going to, you know, hope that they do well. How optimistic are you for your Pats? I thought it was very self-aware to say that you guys have had it good. How long are you giving them to, quote-unquote, rebuild before you'll be angry if you're not in the playoffs?
Look, nobody wants to hear this, but even when you're good for a long time, you never just are like, that's okay, I'll suffer for a couple of years. Every year that we don't make the playoffs is going to hurt and it's going to suck, because you're a sports fan and every sports fan wants to be in the playoffs every year. Now, do I understand that we've had a lot of success and I've been spoiled in the last few years? Yes. So, like, I get it. I'm still going to be upset. I'm hesitant to use the word rebuild because I feel like there's a rebuild curse. And anytime somebody out loud says the word rebuild, it like lengthens the years of the rebuild. So I'm just going to say in Bill, we still trust. And, you know, go Stidham? I don't know. Go Pat.
I guess I do have to ask you one more thing then, because we've been talking about this all show. The fact that Brady and Gronk wanted to keep playing football, just not with Bill Belichick in New England, do you have any concerns about getting free agents, getting guys to want to come and believe that's still a place to win if Tom's not there?
Look, I think, and this is based off of no knowledge, just as my little, just as a quick disclaimer, I'm not like an insider, I'm not a reporter, I just talk about things I like, and so that's what I'm about to do. To me, I don't think this reflects as poorly on Bill as I think some people are going to try to say. Like, Gronk only wanted to come back if he didn't have to play for Bill. I think what happened with Gronk is that he realized his shtick didn't play as well with people and would get very old very fast if he wasn't also a football player. And so once he removed that part of him, he learned this lesson, and it timed up perfectly with Brady going to a warm location where Gronk can do other stuff, and also with a coach who's like famously good to players and lets them take days off and like isn't over the top. I don't think this was like a mass exodus to get away from Bill. And I also think even if you take it that way, even if you think it's that these guys didn't want to play for Bill anymore, I think that other newer people will, because they don't have, well, I've got a bunch of rings under him, let me go try it somewhere else. I think that still the allure is that he's the greatest coach. Yeah. You want to play there. Is it right. fun to play there? Not necessarily, not all the time, but he's going to get you those wins. You can trust in your coach. There's exactly. Winning is more fun than drinking out of those fish bowls, unless you reach a certain age and you've drank enough fish bowls. Like then, you know what I mean? Like, unless you've won enough.
What an analogy. Really?
Katie Nolan comes out on top.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of fish bowls or whatever large drink, go enjoy one. It's going to be a long night. Thanks for giving us some time, Katie. Appreciate it.
I'm going to enjoy, too. Thanks, guys.
Katie Nolan, noted Patriots fan, steps out, welcoming in Rob Ninkovich, of course, longtime Pat. How weird, Rob, is the idea of seeing a Gronkowski-Brady in Bucks uniforms duo?
I mean, look, it'll be interesting. It'll be definitely interesting. I don't think it's going to be weird. I think it's going to be exciting. I'm actually looking forward to, you know, seeing that back on the field again. I know last year we definitely missed that. I know Tom missed that more than anybody. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm good friends with both of those guys, so I'm happy that Tom has another guy, another big target, probably the best tight end to ever play the game. So I'm pumped up to watch those guys play. If there's a freaking season, we don't even know right now what's going to happen.
Rob, the Patriots way speaks for itself with all the success you were a part of and so many guys were over that span with the dynasty. Does the Patriots way still work with Tom Brady now down south?
Look, at the end of the day, the Patriot way, I mean, everyone's talking about the Patriot way. And, you know, I think that's like Mike Vrabel said, isn't that the name of the street that the dress is on? But look, I think that number one, at the end of the day, to play for New England, you have to be a smart football player. You have to understand situations, and you have to put yourself in a position to not lose football games. And I think more teams in the league now especially go out there and they lose. They play losing football as opposed to winning football. And what does that mean? Well, turnovers, just like last year in Tampa, a lot of turnovers. You can't turn the ball over and win football games. It just doesn't happen. So if you can protect the football, if you can play great special teams and play great defense in the red zone and hold teams to fewer points than yourself and let them turn the ball over, your chances of winning go up tremendously. So I think the Patriots are going to continue to play smart football. They're going to put guys in positions that they are best in certain spots, and they're going to get the best out of certain guys, and they understand how to not lose football games. So what does that mean at the quarterback position? That means Brian Hoyer, a guy that's been there a long time, to not turn the football over, to be smart, to let their defense be stout. So I think the Patriots will continue to be a good football team. Look, is it a different football team without Tom Brady? Of course. I was watching the Last Dance documentary of the Chicago Bulls, and I think Michael Jordan said a pretty brilliant thing about confidence and other people's confidence. And when you have a dynasty, you have to stay on top of them, and you've got to let them. You can't let them have confidence and gain confidence on you. So These other teams without Tom Brady, I think that they'll definitely have a little bit more confidence going into the game. When you look at Bill Belichick across the field, coaches get nervous, 100%. They see Bill Belichick, they get nervous. Players, they talk to Bill Belichick, they get nervous. They start sweating. They don't know what to say to him because he's Bill Belichick. You're a defender, and you're looking at Tom Brady, and he's looking at you, and he points at you, and maybe he gives you a wink. Maybe he does something, you know, to check and down the side of his leg because you did something, and you're like, wow, Tom Brady just checked the play. Did I just give away what I'm doing? That's intimidation. When you have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady together, those two guys, they intimidate other teams. So I think not having Tom on the field offensively for the Patriots is definitely going to have other teams more confident going into that matchup. So Bill Belichick's still there. You know, he's still going to have coaches question what they're doing and throw challenge flags when the play shouldn't be challenged and call timeouts when they shouldn't call timeouts. So I think the Patriots, they're still going to be a good football team, but they're not going to be what they have been, obviously, because they have had the best quarterback to ever play the game.
It's Rob Ninkovich with us here on Spain and Company. We got to let you go, but I'm curious. Dickie V was on before you. He says 11-5, a Super Bowl berth. Are you willing to go that far for this Bucs team?
I mean, look, it's a tough division. If they were in another division, they didn't have the Saints to play. Atlanta, you know, they got a good quarterback in there. You know, and it's a tough environment to play in going into both of those environments in a dome. I'm not going that far to say that they're going to be that good with that record, but I'll say they're a 10-6 team. That's still a great record, 10 wins. It's going to be tough to go and play on the road in some of those environments. I know the Superdome is one of the hardest places to play. And, look, Tom Brady's 42, is going to be 43. I get it. He's super motivated. He's ready to go. But it only takes one play in the NFL, and those guys, all the defenders are going to be trying to get after Tom. Mm-hmm. Guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun. We know that when you add Rob Gronkowski to anything, it gets more fun, and that goes for Tampa Bay, too. Thanks for the time, Rob. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, guys.